The Olympic Games are a test of planning, endurance, talent, and strategy, not just for the competitors, but also for the broadcasters. NBC is the American Olympics network, and it has deployed its squadron of cable channels for the task as well. We were wondering how well they're doing, so we've called Jonathan Storm, who writes about television for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jonathan Storm, first, on a scale from all sports all the time to closer than close-up and personal, how would you describe NBC's tack this year?
Well, there's two levels. If you include all the cable networks, it's all sports all the time, and that's really great. But I think if you limit yourself to talking about the thing that most people see, which is the primetime TV show on the NBC network, they're down to about 95% sports and 5% fluff.
Obviously, there's been some rethinking of the fluff of past Olympiads here.
I believe so. I think that they took a lot of grief from all the sport people in the world, and certainly in the United States, about all the warm and fuzzy stuff that they had on during the last Olympics from Sydney. Part of that was required because it was just so far away that they really couldn't do a lot of thrilling sports because they were all so old by that time. I think that they were hurt by the criticism, and I think that they took it to heart, and now they've cut their fluff too much.
You mean more stories about all the problems this particular athlete had and how he or she survived the death in the family to practice and get back on the team?
I think that some of that is in order. And it doesn't have to be, you know, Michael Phelps, who's going to supposedly win 700 medals. It can be the one person from the Turks and Caicos Islands. That's a bad example because they have a lot of athletes. But there are several countries. Liechtenstein has one competitor. And there are several countries that are very poor and very far away from anywhere. And the stories that those people have are moving. Part of the reason many people watch the Olympics, it's an emotional experience. And I think that NBC has wrung a little bit of the emotion out of these games to make them more sporting.
How would you say the NBC commentators are doing, given the tasks they've been assigned?
I think that they assign former champions, former competitors to these sports, and they know too much. And they see things and make, oh my gosh, they say. And you're looking at the thing and say, gee, it doesn't look any different from what the other person did. And they don't explain why they just said, oh my gosh. And they don't tell you why it's wrong or what the consequences are. It happened the first night of the gymnastics. There was the Japanese head judge has decreed that some sort of move was no longer worth any points. Well, we don't know what the move was. And we don't know what, and they could have shown us.
This is where the American gymnast had to make his routine more difficult at the last moment and do a program he wasn't entirely practiced at because the Japanese judge had told him this.
Exactly. And he fell on his head.
Yes, that was unfortunately the consequence of that.
Fortunately, yeah. He came back last night and saved the day. So that's the beauty of watching the games. You know, you're up 1 minute and down the next.
So on balance, NBC's coverage of the Athens Olympic Games rates in your mind?
I would say it rates an 8 out of 10. The visuals, the technical derring do, the things that we get to see are so amazing that we don't even remember how amazing they are. And I think a lot of that overshadows the failures of the commentators and so forth. So I think 8 of 10 is a good score. They've put a lot of effort into showing you what's going on. I wish they'd put a little more effort into explaining it.
Well, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
It's Jonathan Storm, who is television critic for the Philadelphia Inquirer.